Rapid harvest progress and the soybean rally loses some energy. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Michigan Ag Today News, brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Resolve your farming disputes outside of court with free mediation services. For more info, visit MichiganMediates.org. A little over a month ago, there wasn't a whole lot of harvest progress to report in southwest Michigan. But what's the progress since that time? Here's Andy Eubank.
A lot has changed, according to Christian Pellet, a field sales representative with Channel Seed.
We have had some late precipitation, creating some wetter conditions for harvest. But ultimately, we've had some pretty good running windows for harvest. Soybeans were very dry to start. We got some rains midway through soybean harvest that we were able to get a few more points back into the crop there. So seeing a few more point increase from the 8 to 9% that we were seeing, got that up to about 11 or 12 average, I'd say. You know, some corn has been holding on to some moisture, you know, trying to shut that plant down in those droughty conditions. Obviously, they were through a lot of stressful situations, so getting those to dry down has been a little bit tough in the corn crop.
In the final Channel Seed harvest update of the season, Pellets says storms recently caused some stalk lodging, but farmers were able to pick those ears up. Yields have been better than expected when the crop was going through drought conditions this season.
In dry conditions, I'd say expectations were mid-30s to low-40s, and we saw plenty of soybean harvest coming off, you know, anywhere from a 50 to a low 60 as an average in some spots. So much better than expectations there. Corn on some real dry ground that's tends to struggle. You know, growers were expecting, you know, maybe 150, 160. We saw 180, 190 in spots. On some irrigated ground, we had an average of 260 bushel on some fields there, which was very good. That includes the dryland corners. In the middle, we were seeing over 300.
Pellets told Matt worried growers largely have become more positive as those yield numbers have materialized. The window now to continue harvest is fairly wide open. With approximately a third of the corn finished in southwest Michigan, he expects another 2 to 3 weeks is needed to get close to wrapping up harvest. Much more is in the full Matt and Channel Seed harvest update at MichiganAgToday.com and our free mobile app. I'm Andy Eubank.
We know the hard work you put in every day to provide the food and crops that sustain us all. At Greenstone, we provide tailored lending solutions and financial tools to help you maintain a successful farming operation year-round, from season to season. Greenstone Farm Credit Services has been supporting farmers for over a century with the secure capital and market knowledge you can count on. With locations throughout Michigan and Northeast Wisconsin, we're here to help. Visit GreenstoneFCS.com to learn more.
There's something to be said about being early. You get a better place in line, maybe a better seat at the table, and sometimes being early will save you money. Like when you order seed early from Seed Genetics Direct. Place your order for the next growing season with Seed Genetics Direct by November 10th, and you'll save $10 per unit on corn and $2 per unit on soybeans. It's time to leave the nest, early birds, and visit SeedGeneticsDirect.com to order. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
High pressure has finally broken down a little bit over the Great Lakes region. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Quick forecast update for you here. No major changes in our thought process here in Michigan. Seeing some clouds trying to build into the far east and southeast thumb areas here today as strong low pressure lifts up to the northeast across Ohio. But we're not looking at any precipitation. We do see a little bit of a moisture getting picked up as strong northwest winds come across the Great Lakes tomorrow and into the weekend. Now, this is mostly going to create lake effect precipitation. So near the Michigan Lakeshore, Lake Michigan Lakeshore, so the western part of the state and across the UP, we see some of this streaking down into northern parts of Indiana as well, maybe on Saturday. But if we don't see it Saturday, or if you don't see it Saturday, you're likely going to be dry then for the rest of the weekend. The winds seem to back down a little bit on Monday. Warmer air comes back up into the Great Lakes region as we start next week, as that warm front lifts in. A few more clouds around overnight Sunday night into Monday. They can create a little bit of moisture here and there. I'm not looking for much, but keep an eye to the sky. And then we are warmer for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week. On Thursday, we have a weak low trying to come out of Manitoba, streak across the UP and into northern parts of lower Michigan, probably giving us a bit of cloud cover and rain, upwards of a tenth to half an inch, with coverage around 60% of Michigan, again, mostly in the northern half of lower Michigan and the UP. And then we get into some slightly cooler temperatures to finish the week on the 7th before running right back up on highs into the weekend of the 8th and 9th. In that warm air, though, there's going to be some moisture around for both the 8th and the 9th. Could be a little bit more of a soggy weekend. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
As a producer-owned company, all of us at M&W Seeds understand the importance of offering Michigan producers very high-quality seed, corn, and soybeans at the lowest cost possible. I am Troy Garnett with M&W Seeds. You'll find that M&W Seeds is a different kind of seed corn company, one that won't make you pay for traits you're not using. That means lower input costs and better value right out the door.
Check out all their products online, mwseeds.com.
It's time to talk markets now on Michigan Ag Today. The soybean rally lost its luster on Wednesday. Let's get analysis from Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago. I spoke with him at the end of the trading day on Wednesday. We often talk about buying the rumor, selling the fact. Well, the soybean rally really kind of lost its luster here on Wednesday. We bought the rumor, though. We've had a big rally. I mean, tell me, Tom, if pen gets put to paper here on an agreement, we're not selling this fact, right? It goes higher?
Well, it all depends on, what kind of quantities are we talking about? Overnight, it was announced that the Chinese state-owned entity, COFCO, they bought a snappy 3 cargoes of soybeans from us. Oh, boy. You're not going anywhere with that kind of buying. And they just said it was a goodwill gesture. But the bottom line is, everybody is waiting, what kind of deal is the president going to put together? And, the hope is that it involves, as Mr. Bessent said over the weekend, substantial amount of soybeans. Then again, Eric, to these politicians, what's a substantial amount? What may seem substantial to them, to those in the soybean industry, it may not be all that great. So we need to see at least 10 million tons, my opinion, and for this year, for it to have any meaning.
Tom Fritz there, EFG Group in Chicago. And again, that meeting between President Trump and President Xi was set to happen Wednesday evening at 10 o'clock our time. December corn on Wednesday up 2 pennies, 434, 446 and 3/4 on the March, up 3/4 of a cent. 2 pennies higher on November soybeans, 1080 and a quarter, down 3/4 to 1094 and a half on the January. December wheat gained 3 1/4, 532 and a quarter. In livestock, December live cattle up 432 to 23090. And December lean hogs lost a nickel, 8077. For the latest developments on the U.S.-China trade deal, be sure to follow us on our website, MichiganAgToday.com, and also on Facebook and X. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today.